Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. Today we're going to discuss cinnamon and where you can find it at in the Bible. I love cinnamon so much, and it reminds me of Christmas, which is my favorite holiday. Christmas was always a joyful time of the year when I was little. Cinnamon is mentioned 4 times directly in the Bible and about 65 times indirectly. Cinnamon is like cassia and comes from the bark of an evergreen tree. And historically, cinnamon is one of the major spices traded on the trade routes throughout the Middle East. Cinnamon was one of the spices that motivated the world exploration to keep up with increasing demands. It was exported to Egypt as early as 2000 BC and is considered a valuable gift good enough for royalty or a deity. Spiritually, it addresses 2 issues in the Bible: intimacy with God and intimacy in between man and woman, and also is used in the holy anointing oil. So the first scripture we're going to look at is Revelation 18:13, and it tells about the fall of Babylon and the cinnamon being sold there. So Revelation 18:13, and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beast and sheep and horse and chariots and slave and souls of men. So the next verse we're going to look at is Proverbs 7:17 and Song of Solomon 4:14. And this talks about the relationship between men and women and how cinnamon has played a part. So cinnamon can be used for good or bad. So the first one we're going to talk about the bad, and the second one we're going to talk about is good. In Proverbs 7:17, the harlot used it to cover up her indiscretions and to fill the room with a sweet smell odor to entice young and unsuspecting men into unrighteousness. So Proverbs 7:17 says, I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. So in Song of Solomon 4:14, where it was used for good, King Solomon's bride put cinnamon on her robes for their wedding day. So Song of Solomon 4:14 says, spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all the trees of frankincense, myrrh, aloes, with all the chief spices. Cinnamon is very cleansing and very immune boosting, and I personally love to use this in my immune boosting capsule during the fall season. I also really like to diffuse it during the Christmas season just to help with, you know, getting into the mood of the Christmas season. So that is all for this week. Check back every Thursday for a new episode, or click the subscribe button to get notifications.